This is the Afternoon Brief on Chai FM with Michael McKenna.
The 2026 FIFA World Cup has now come to an end. What a tournament it has been, consisting for the first time in its history of 48 teams. Yes, that factor will factor in to our discussion also. But Spain are now world champions after defeating defending champions Argentina 1-0 in a tense final that went to extra time, ending Lionel Messi's quest to retain the title in what could be his final World Cup appearance. But beyond the scoreline, the tournament has sparked plenty of conversation. Certainly it has. German football legend Toni Kroos has summed up Spain's victory with just two words, and those words are football won. His comment has ignited debate around the world about playing style, also sportsmanship, and what truly makes a great football team. Well, joining us now to analyze the greatest sporting show on earth, we welcome back Yandisa de Mooy. Yandisa is a South African creative entrepreneur, also voiceover artist and multimedia performer, whose passion for storytelling and sport makes him the perfect guest to reflect on one of the biggest sporting moments of the year. Yandisa, good afternoon to you. Welcome back to the show. Great to have you on board.
Hey, afternoon, man. Great to be back, definitely.
No, great to have you on board once again, Yandisa. Spain, world champions, beating Argentina in extra time. As I introduced you, you have a passion for storytelling, and of course, sport makes you the perfect guest. Now, as someone who appreciates storytelling, what emotions did this final evoke for you? Let's begin there.
Oh, man. Well, firstly, I'd like to say what a tournament, first and foremost. You know, it was a great World Cup. The match was kind of an anti-climax to what I was expecting, you know. Mm-hmm. It was a lot more tactical. It was a lot more patient. It was very, you could see both teams were being very cautious, you know. Sure. But yeah, Spain definitely dominated majority of the game. They came to win, you know. Argentina didn't really look like the team that was fighting for the win on the night, you know?
Yeah, this is interesting. I just want to follow on from what you've just said. Looking at how the sport has evolved over the years and through different tournaments, what did you notice about how the football was played now in this tournament compared to before? Given the fact that we see like tight score lines, for example, what factors do you think influenced this year's tournament, as mentioned, compared to others?
Well, this year's tournament, actually, it's number one, the difference is the hydration breaks in between. Mm-hmm. You know, those were a very controversial topic with regards to like the momentum of the game, the pace of the game as well. Because if you're a team that is dominating for the first 25 minutes and you want to keep the pressure on, and then a hydration break comes, you know, it gives the other team like a chance to, you know, just gather themselves again and for them to rethink their strategy, for them to communicate even more, you know, right, get on the same level field. So, yeah, the hydration breaks have been a controversial contributor to the World Cup. I would say not so much when it comes to other games. I think in the final, though, it really stood out quite a bit, man. Argentina just didn't. Yeah, they didn't show up on the night, you know, unfortunately. So, yeah.
Do you think there's a difference in style and flair and attacking, shall we say, intent in the game or lack of?
Definitely. I would say a lack of, you know, because I'm old school. You know, I grew up in the era where Messi was still young. He was just starting his debut at Barcelona. You know, sure, that's when all the unconventional players were around, you know, Ronaldinho, right. Those guys were just about showboating, you know, about entertaining the crowd, you know, just capturing the audience, you know. Those type of footballers are very rare in this in these type of games. Well, I'd say recently in football, I think football is more structured now, it's more tactical now. Managers don't have, yeah, they don't have that leeway. They don't give players freedom anymore to express themselves how they would normally express themselves on the pitch, you know. Sure. Because they feel like if they let go of their defensive duties and then solely focus on an attack, if that's the type of player that you have in your squad, then the coach feels like he loses a part of the game. So yeah, now it's more structured, man. There's a lot of the players look like copycats of one another, you know, instead of individual players. So yeah, I'd say it's changed quite a bit because I'm old school, you know, but yeah, football has changed over time.
We are both from old school. I won't elaborate on exactly how much more I am than Lisa, but now let's just reflect on what you've just mentioned about Lionel Messi. Now, what legacy does this leave for him if this was indeed his final World Cup appearance?
Oh, man. I think it's his final one. You know, I don't see him at 43 years old, you know, still running the way he runs, you know, and still
unless he's a Roger Miller. Perhaps, who knows?
Yeah, but Messi has surprised me. I mean, okay, like I said, I'm old school and I'm a Chelsea and Barcelona supporter. So Barcelona has always been, you know, one of my staple childhood clubs that I've loved since growing up.
And Messi was but okay.
yeah, but you know, Messi, he left an imprint on me while he was at Barcelona.
Sure.
And the legacy he's left, I think is absolutely flawless, man. Like, he's achieved everything there is to achieve in football. There is no debate anymore. You know, I think this tournament really put it to bed because his performances this tournament, the only time you can really say he didn't show up was in the final. And that isn't because it's not Messi. It's because Spain just had a game plan. And yeah, they just really overran Argentina the entire time. So yeah, but it's not because Messi does not have ability at all. He surprised me so much this World Cup. So his legacy is flawless, man. Whatever he's contributed to the game, if you see all the fans, all the Argentina fans, even me as a childhood, like, he's my hero. He's my GOAT, you know? So seeing him and what he's accomplished, and even if he doesn't come back to the next World Cup, like, all we can say as fans is thank you. Everyone says thank you. So yeah, it's a flawless, flawless legacy, man.
Tony Kroos's post saying football won has now divided football fans, so to speak. What do you think he means by those two words? And do you agree with that sentiment?
You know, that one is a difficult one. look, there's a lot of controversy in this World Cup.
Sure.
You know, more than all the other World Cups that have come. There's a lot of rule bending and rule breaking, and it seems like there's a little bit of favoritism, you know. You can sense that feeling in some of the matches that I've watched, you know, in some of the decisions refs have taken on the field, you know. I think when Tony Kroos said football won, he meant Spain have been playing well the entire tournament, you know, and they haven't had any sort of controversial decisions against them or for them, you know, in order for them to advance to the final. They did it on a clean slate. I can't think of any Spanish match that had like a huge controversial decision, you know, on their way to the final. Mm-hmm. But with Argentina, there's quite a few, you know. So with Argentina, I would say the first game was against Algeria, if I'm not mistaken. And the star boy of the tournament, of course, Messi, you know, even though he's my favorite, like, we have to call out when something doesn't seem right, you know. But he stepped on the back of a cuff of one of the Algerian players.
Mm-hmm.
And he stepped, it was full studs, you know, and that was like the opening game. And you know, VAR didn't go back to check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was footage of that. And, you know, I mean, the main purpose of VAR is to, like, monitor these things and then make the decision based off of that. The ref didn't even go back to see the footage, you know. So, you know, those decisions, they seem to be for Argentina in that way. And then penalty decisions as well, you know, there's some penalty decisions that go Argentina's way. There's such a huge controversy there because I think their last 11 World Cup matches, they've had like 8 penalties or 9 penalties issued, you know. So when you look at those stats, it's like even the previous World Cup, not even this one, the previous World Cup, their run up to the final, you know, those penalty decisions, I can say they're fair because the previous one, you know, I watched it. But this one, there was a lot of controversy on some of the decisions that were made in the Argentina games specifically.
Right.
So I think when Tony Kroos says football won, he means, you know, the team that deserved to win the tournament won the tournament. There's no cheating that could have taken away from Spain's victory. There was no decision that could have taken away from it. They did it. Yeah, they did it the hard way. They did it the right way. So, yeah,
you know,
that's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I mean, yeah.
It's interesting, Yandisa. I think VAR is going to become, shall we say, a debatable topic in the not-too-distant future in terms of, you know, discretion to use it when it suits, so to speak, and how you interpret from it. But okay, that's for another discussion. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that this has been, or rather the discussion, this has been an expanded 48-team World Cup, which gave more nations the chance to compete. So from your perspective, was the new format a success?
Yeah, I mean, they got the schedule down, you know, because I think it was a longer tournament, but I think it did, it included a lot of nations that wouldn't really particularly be involved in the World Cup if it was just sticking to 32 teams, you know, and I think that's always a good note, man. If you have a lot more nations competing, a lot more players getting the limelight, you know, or at least a platform for them to showcase their talent, you know, from other countries, then I always think that's a good thing. It advances the sports, you know, even other countries get drawn to football because their country is now, you know, part of the World Cup. So, yeah, I think it just enlarges the sport even more, makes it better. And, yeah, we get to see new talents as well. You know, this is the first World Cup where I've seen so many African countries involved in it as well, you know. So when I see so many African countries, I'm always happy because, you know, it just gives us a shot as Africa to, you know, we have a shot to win the World Cup at some point, you know, if there's more African countries involved and, you know, we develop and we get better. So, yeah, I think it's always a good thing. I like the new format. Yeah, it even gives the players an opportunity to represent their countries, which every single player wants to do. So, yeah, I think it's a good thing, including more nations, as long as it doesn't, you know, go past the time that it's supposed to go to, you know. Yeah.
Let's very quickly.
I think they got the scheduling down.
Okay. Yandisa, sorry, I thought you had concluded there, but I'm just curious to know, based on what you've just been telling us about your opinion on the World Cup, let's just narrow that down a bit to South Africa. What lessons can we take from the world's top performing nations at this World Cup? What have we learned?
That VAR is unpredictable. And also, I think just generally, man, as South Africans, when it comes to our sports infrastructure, I think the more talent we have on the field and the more scouts people, the more effort people put into, you know, getting the right talent on the field, whether it comes to the clubs, you know, our local clubs in the league, if they get the right talent on the pitch and we can see the talent for ourselves, I don't see any issue of anyone ever complaining about going to the stadium to watch a game.
Indeed.
I don't see anybody really, like, you know, pulling back from attending a football match, because that's what you want to see at the end of the day. You know, Messi's 39 and he was on the pitch doing remarkable things on the way to the final.
Sure.
And the fact that he kept the entire world, you know, captured on him at that age, I mean, you know, that just shows, like, everybody's just looking to see something special on the pitch, you know. So if we have special players, man, in our league, even the national team is going to improve, you know.
Sure.
Like, so
we hope so.
I would say we need to invest heavily in the infrastructure, man, when it comes to sports, especially football in South Africa. Yeah, just to develop everyone, you know.
We'll certainly have a conversation on that, Yandisa. I'm just getting a question in from one of our listeners. Sue is asking, well, it's just said, Michael, I've just tuned in, so this may be answered. How does your guest feel about Trump interfering in the red card decision? That had to do with that American player, isn't it?
Yeah. There's a guy, Balogun. He's a striker in the USA team. Hey, man, that's the thing. This World Cup is...
I think now, you know what? So if I can just cut in there and just give my 5 cents worth. I politics and sport doesn't mix. And it kind of like sours, you know, one's appetite, excuse the pun, towards a sporting event of this magnitude. Given the past, you know how, well, sport is sport. Sportsmanship remains sportsmanship. Suddenly we're getting politics encroaching on the matter. Your take on that?
Yeah, I don't think it's fair, number one. You know, it also goes against the rules, because why do we have rules in the first place?
Precisely.
You know? If somebody gets a red card, that means you're suspended for the next game. Unfortunately, you didn't do what you had to do in the match. You made a reckless tackle, you got a red card. That's just it, you know. So when politics starts getting involved, and, you know, it seems like Trump gets a presidential pardon, you know, just to get one of their star players back in the game, right, when he literally got a red card, you know. That's what I'm saying. This World Cup just had a lot of controversy, man. You know, it seemed like a money grabbing tournament, right, as well, you know, mm-hmm, from the USA standpoint, because I think that's why Messi didn't get the red card in the game that I mentioned. Even Balogun, why he, you know, was reinstated back into the team remarkably, you know, after he got a red card. So, I mean, when you see all of those things, it seems like Messi doesn't get a red card because the USA wants Messi to be on TV longer so that they get higher ratings, higher viewership, you know. And then the USA gets pardons again, you know, because Trump wants his best players on the pitch, you know. So the, yes, rules, he has to call Infantino, like,
yeah,
to call him and even make that request. That means, as South African president, Cyril should have been making calls saying that, you know,
exactly,
Zwane shouldn't have gotten the two red cards, you know,
right,
like, we should also be able to do that. So, yeah, man, it's very unfortunate. There's a lot of controversy,
indeed,
there, too, you know.
So much at play, excuse the pun, Yandisa, but we're going to have to leave it there. But always a pleasure having you on board the show. And certainly, well, I'll speak to my producer and perhaps we can just unpack some more sporting stories and other stories with you on the afternoon brief in future. But Yandisa, for now, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your thoughts. And the 2026 FIFA World Cup will be remembered not only for Spain lifting the trophy, but for the conversations, the controversies also, which sparked about its legacy, its style, sportsmanship, and the future of football. And whether you're celebrating Spain's triumph or reflecting on Lionel Messi's remarkable career or even debating Toni Kroos's now famous Football One comment, well, one thing is certain, this tournament has given football plans plenty to talk about in years to come.